I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, are you kidding me? Did you see that call that he just got? Who got that foul?
I thought that you were calling it on when Curry drove, but I guess Green was pushed in the back, so.
But I thought the call was for Curry as well, and he didn't even get touched.
But are you really telling me that Chris Paul can throw Draymond Green like that?
Yeah, apparently. Well, you know they're not going to get any of those calls. So he misses the second free throw. It's a two-point game with 35 seconds left and rolling. So they got the rock. They still have to shoot the ball. Shot clock under 13 now. So this is the great game we've been waiting for. I asked you guys when they were down 10, could they tie it and send it to overtime? Could they get it done? Now they miss a J, as usual, hardened bricks, right, when it matters most. Watch this, to tie the game or to win it. Thompson has no shot. Look, they're going to get the call, though. He's going to get the call. No call. They're not going to call it. They're going to end it. It's game over. Rockets win. Now, how huge is that? 94-92 Rockets with the huge stunner win tonight in Oracle Series, tied at twos. That is huge. I had the Rockets plus 8.5.
What are we putting the headsets on for here? What do we got here?
I don't know. Is there, they're trying to, controversy here, going to try to fix the game, the end of it? Right? Like, what is this about? I'd walk right off the court. Are they calling a foul or something?
You can't review. You can't be going to the monitor for that.
Well, I don't understand. There's no time left, and he also got the rebound, so they wouldn't get the ball anyway. There's no questions asked here.
Unless they're saying Livingston fouled them on the rebound there?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. They won't get the ball. There's no time left. Even if they give him the ball, there's no time left to shoot the ball. There's, like, no time left, under a second at best. I think... What do you think the controversy is about? I don't understand what they're doing here.
I mean, like you say, even if he did foul him, there's probably .5
not even
at the most,
yeah, like
on
under,
the clock.
Under a second. It's unbelievable.
And then they're going to shoot free throws, and then the Warriors would still have to get down. It's just it's not happening.
So I don't know what's happening here. They're
going to
put
what they'll do is miss the second one, so it takes time off the clock of them trying to get the rebound, and the game will be over then anyway. They are putting .5 back on.
Yeah, I'm not nothing's happening. The game's going to end. They're going to win by two. That'll be the end of that. There's no way they can are you kidding that they're putting time on this game? Like, they'll do anything to give the Warriors the win in their building, won't they? But this is it. Dagger time. He's not missing these. Your boy CP3.
He's going to miss the second one on purpose.
He missed the first one. Can you believe this? There's no way this is happening.
Well, you're going to miss the second one because that's a smart play.
Smart play, missing, clock ends.
Now, here's one thing that I just noticed. Golden State did have a timeout left when they were coming down the floor before and couldn't get a shot,
right,
or whatever they were doing,
right,
down there. Why not call a timeout? See, now they're going to get a timeout.
So they can get the
can
shot
you,
off.
Can you get
Now they get the
off.
Shot off. That's unbelievable to me. It really is. This is unbelievable. It's like the game's fixed. That they gave them time on the clock.
Why would you make that one?
I have no idea. All you had to do is shank it off the rim, and they win.
I still don't know why they didn't call the timeout when they got the ball back with, 12, 13 seconds left coming down the court.
Timeout, set up a play.
I get that sometimes you want to just attack, but when you had nothing in the corner there was like 3, 4, 5 seconds
timeout.
Left. Call the timeout. You had a timeout. What are you waiting for?
It's unbelievable. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at GEICO.com. So They're up three with 0.5. So the minute the guy throws the ball inbounds, they're going to have to jack a three, right? So what are you going to do here? Get it to Thompson or Curry?
Well, one of them.
Or Durant.
It's an immediate.
I'd give it to Durant because he's 7 foot and he can shoot from anywhere. Give him the bomb. He can get up in the air. No one's going to block it, and he can get it off.
It's got to be instant. They've almost got to get it to him in a high point.
But in the end of this game, he's been Shank City. I think Durant, at the end of this game, 9 of 24, in my opinion, Shank City. He's got 27 points because he shot it so many times and went 8 for 8 from the line. I'll give him a great game with a 27, 12 boards. Curry got the shot, missed, game over. Rockets win it 95-92. So now it's a three-game series, and two of the games are in Houston. First time they've ever beat them on the road in the playoffs in Oracle, right? First time they beat them on the road in a playoff game. That was a great look, and he missed it, the superstar. Where's all of his shimmying now? Where's the shimmy now?
Wouldn't have mattered.
Where's your big shimmy now? Why don't you spend some more angles on his family in the crowd watching him disappoint him with that brick he just shot up? Where's his shimmy now? Where's your hot dog now? It's your Pharrell in house, right? Wrong. Woo! I love it. I love it. Look, now what do you think of the Rockets?
Look, this is...
Down 12-0, down 10 at the start of the fourth.
I am glad... to see this, I didn't think they had it in them. This gives me a little bit of hope that maybe they can get it done. I still don't think they will. But, man, I got to give them a ton of credit. I thought they were finished early in that fourth quarter. Nothing left. I thought the Warriors had some questionable shot selection down the stretch, that's for sure.
I mean, it's just unbelievable that they were down 10 at the start of the fourth and they came back and won this game. And it was all because of CP3 and Harden. 30 for Harden, 27 for CP3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.